And man, I'm just so excited for what's happening in this house. Thank you, musicians, Chris, for your amazing MD services, and all you guys that are so faithful and committed. And thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to come in this place and set the stage for what God wants to do. I just felt in my heart as we were in that time of worship, Pastor, I know you've been for the last 5 years or more, it just seems like you've been in a wilderness. It seems like you've been in a desert. But I believe that God has still got a plan for you. He has called you. He's got work for you to do. And I know there's been times when you thought, what am I doing to come from Ohio to Miami? But God brought you here for such a time as this. And I'm excited. I know that in this house, God's got plans for you. And I felt that in my heart during worship to say that to you. And I'm excited. Don't give up. Keep going. The best is now. Amen. And Fernie Fresh, when you were next to me, I just felt like I've seen a change since I started coming in you, a change of commitment where you've decided to step up. And I believe that because of that step you've taken, a step of faith, a step of leadership in your house, in your home, in your marriage with your kids. You know, I saw your daughter came forward last week. You know, you got baptized last week as a recommitment to God. You've been going through Bible fundamentals. I think because of your obedience, God's about to bless you in a supernatural way. Because you are faithful, He's moving. And I just felt like God wanted you to know that. He sees it. It's tangible. And because of your action and your obedience, God's moving in your life. Amen. And I just want to, I felt in here as, you know, as we get in those times of worship, it's important. Maybe there's sin in your life. Maybe there's things where you've been fighting with God. And I just feel like if you just surrender to God, you know, you come in here, maybe you're upset, maybe things happen, but you surrender. Repent and surrender to His will. Man, He opposes the proud, but He lifts up the humble. Right? And maybe you've been like, man, I want God to move. I don't understand why this happened. It's time to resurrender to God. Amen? And let Him to come back and have activity in your life. And if you blow it, you just admit it. It's okay. Amen? It's going to be okay. But God is faithful. And He's going to lift you up. It's all about Jesus. Amen? And I believe that we are just, a shift has happened in this place. That we're on the move now. That God's aligning. He's putting things in the right place, in the right order. He's bringing in the right leaders. There's been people here that have been faithful for years. And you've been plowing, and you've been sowing, and you've been here. And no one maybe even knows your name, and no one even saw it, but God saw it. Right? He saw it. He's been seeing it. And because you stuck with it, the scripture says, don't get weary in doing good. I believe we're stepping into this season. This year is a harvest season for this church, for you, because of your faithfulness, that you didn't quit. You didn't give up. And what's happened to our apostle is going to happen to you. When you don't quit, look what happens. Good things. Lives are changed. Don't quit in your marriage. Don't quit on your kids. Don't quit with the dream that God's put in your heart to do. Keep running after it. Don't let mistakes or sin trip you up. Keep moving forward. Amen? The Holy Spirit is always in this place. And He's here. Amen? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for our apostle. Thank you for this church. Thank you for our leaders. Thank you for everyone that serves. Thank you, Jesus, that it's all about you, this place. Lord, it's not about me. It's not about who talks. It's not about who gets the announcement. It's not about a ministry title. It's not about our ministry. It's not about any of that stuff. It's about Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place, and we surrender to you. And Lord, whatever you put in our heart to do, let us do it today. Let us not get distracted or led astray. Let us not get tripped up by anger or sin or whatever it might be. Lord, we put our eyes back on you, the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus. 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 Jesus, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for all your word is yes and amen in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Church, we're starting a new series called Just Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Amen. I want to encourage you the next few weeks. We're getting ready for Easter is coming, or we like to say Holy Week. Don't get upset about Easter. I know, you know, Holy Week is coming, and we're going to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. We got Good Friday. We're going to have a service here at 8 p.m. for us. Amen. God's building the team. I want to encourage you, if you're here and you're ready to jump in, we need your help, because we know on Easter Sunday, we're going to have a bunch of new people say yes to Jesus. And we need your help on the camera. We need your help with ushering and greeting. We need your help. Get involved, because we're getting ready for what's coming. And 82% of people walk into church because someone invited them. And so I want to challenge you through this month. Be praying. Who can you invite? Who will walk in here with you? Who can you send an invitation to? Let God use you. People don't go to church a lot, but on Easter and Christmas, they're expecting you to invite them. Amen? Let God use you. And so let's be ready. Let's be praying. Let's be excited for what God's doing. He chose you. He called you for such a time as this. Amen? And we're getting ready. And so, you know, I know we have lights and we have ministries and we have branding and we have these logos on our hats and we got all this stuff going on and we got shoes with names on it and we have church merch. And I love church merch. I want to get some church merch. But it's not all that is cool and it's good. But sometimes we get so fixed on all those things and forget about Jesus. Amen. It's all about Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection. It's all. Sometimes we complicate Christianity in such a way that we get into doing all these things for God and we forgot about the God we serve, that it's about Jesus, right? And that's why we're starting this new series. Throughout the month, we're going to be talking about just Jesus. And on Resurrection Sunday, we're going to talk about Jesus coming back from the dead. And because he lives, you can live, because it's all about Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, who is Jesus? Who is he? He's the Son of God. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He was the Word made flesh from long ago. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Mighty God. He's the Counselor. He's your everlasting Father. Jesus. It's all about Jesus. I love in Galatians, it says this. Galatians chapter 4. I'm using my paper Bible. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son. Who's that? Jesus. Born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. You are the family of God. You are sons of God. You are not under a curse of the law. But you've been redeemed, forgiven, justified freely, declared not guilty, king's kids, the nobility of God. You are part of the family. You are a heavenly citizenship. It's Jesus. Because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. You are no longer a slave, but a son and an heir through Christ Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Amen. In Matthew, behold, was born a baby, was put in a manger. And it says in Matthew 1, it says, he came to take away the sins of the world. Jesus came to save you and deliver you and make you new. I love this. Luke 2, it says, he came to bring you good news of glad tidings, of great joy. We're talking about Jesus. Amen. It's all about Jesus.
He is the Prince of Peace. It says, goodwill to all men, peace on earth. He came to give you peace. His name is Jesus. 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 Who is this Jesus? He brings this good news of peace, it says in Romans 10, 15. And Ephesians 2, 14, it says, Jesus Christ is our peace. Amen. He is your peace, and he loves you. Today, I want to talk about just Jesus, the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. You got peace today? I know a lot of people are stressed about money and finances and their family, their job, their career, anxious and worried and fretful, don't know what's going to happen. It's election year. Gas prices are always fluctuating. It just seems like we got, as Christians, we don't have no peace. Our marriages are in trouble. It seems like we can't get our kids to act the way we want them. We're fighting all the time. We got no peace. We need peace, right? Where do we find this peace? We live in fear. We are always worried and thinking, and we're so negative in our minds. What if this? What if that? What if someone else doesn't get elected like we want them? What are we going to do? No, we're going to move to another country in Jesus' name. No, you're not. Don't do that. This country will be better than any other country in the whole world, no matter who's in office, because it's all about Jesus. Christianity thrived under Roman occupation rule, and the gospel went out. No matter what happens here and who's in office, it's still all about Jesus. No matter what stress you're under or whatever is crushing you, whether it's taking you out or whatever you're thinking about over and over and over again, do they like me? Do they not? Am I pretty enough? Or do I have friends that are going to accept me? Will anyone really like me? Anyone want to marry me? We got no peace. We got to get back to Jesus. Amen. Where do we find this peace? Because, man, this Miami traffic bring no peace. I don't know about you. I drive an hour every day, and there ain't no peace in that traffic. And then you got this Miami culture that brings no peace, because when you look on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, it seems like you're supposed to have a Rolls Royce, and if you don't, have a Rolex, and if you don't, have Gucci, and if you don't, then it's like, man, something's wrong, right? If you ain't got 6, 7, 8, 10 figures, then something's wrong with you. You don't got an airplane that you're flying on? And you're thinking, how do I get that one day? I hope I can. No peace. No peace. Where do we find this peace? I don't know. It's hard. When we live outside of God's will, if we get a girl pregnant, guys, and they're going to have a baby soon, and you're at church, you're like, man, what am I doing? If you're looking at pornography late at night on your phone and you're married, you're talking to another chick, you're doing things wrong behind the scenes, you're not living according to God's word, you're fighting against God and his will and his ways, none of that works. There ain't no peace in food. I've eaten every cookie and every amount of sugar you can imagine. Have every pasta dish and every type of Brazilian and Colombian, Cuban and cafe con leche, and it still brings no peace. It brings a little joy for just a moment. Drugs ain't going to fix it. Alcohol ain't going to fix it. Sex ain't going to fix it. Money won't fix it. I've had $1 million in my bank account before. I've done real estate. You ain't got peace. That stuff don't fix it. You think it will, but it don't. Only Jesus brings peace. I know from experience, if you don't have Jesus, you ain't got no peace. We got to get back to Jesus. Cut through all this stuff and this culture and all the things that are going on and all the things that are going in our minds and every lie of the enemy that he's trying to sell you on that will bring you peace. It ain't going to bring you peace. Only Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the mighty God, the everlasting Father. He brings great joy to your life if you let him. Amen. How Can you have this peace where everything's falling apart outside circumstantially, but inwardly you got great rest? Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He's come to give you peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the chief. He is the chief official, the chief regulator, the CEO of it all. The Prince of Peace. He controls it. He regulates it. You know what peace means? Happy, safe, prosperous. Peace. You could be like the apostles that are on a boat and there's a hurricane force winds like we have in Miami every other week. And Jesus is sleeping on the boat because he knows that God's got his back. That no matter what happens circumstantially or against you or said about you or how you're done wrong or whatever happens in your life, if you got Jesus, you can live in this peace. The Prince of Peace. Amen. The chief ruler, captain. He brings safety and happiness. He's friendly, healthy, peace. Two focuses today. Number one, Jesus is peace who brings comfort. John 14, 27 says, he gives peace. Amen. Peace I live with you. My peace I give you. I don't give you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. He comes to give you peace. Amen. How many of you need some peace? We worried about everything. Anxious. I know anxiousness. That's why we eat sometimes. That's why we drink sometimes. That's why we scroll on social media. You're anxious, worried, fretful, don't know what's going to happen, trying to figure it out. We ain't God. Let God be God. It's about Jesus, the Prince of Peace. He loves you. He cares for you. He died for you. He gave you new life. He's on your side. Focus on Jesus. Jesus is peace, and he is the one who brings you comfort. But I'm always anxious, and I'm always worried, and I'm always thinking, and I'm always, what am I going to do, and how's this going to work out, and I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know who's going to get elected, and I don't know how the economy is going to affect, and I don't know if I'm going to have money. You got money. You're going to live. You're going to have food. He provides for the birds. How much more does he love you? Right? But this worry, this fear has got to stop, man. It's got to go. I was reading in Philippians, I love this, chapter 4. Verse 6 through 8, it says, for the Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything. About anything. You know what anything means in the Greek? Anything. Anything. Don't be anxious. Don't worry about anything. But in everything, by what? Prayer? And supplication with thanksgiving. Man, that's why I love this time of worship today. Man, I was on my knees. First time I was on my knees that long in a long time because I'm 44 and I don't bend. I need to stretch a little more. But, man, I had these things going in my mind. But by the time we were done with worship, it was like, hey, I'm just giving him all of I got. I'm going to talk to God. That's what prayer is. And thanking him, God, I thank you. I ain't going to worry about X, Y, Z or this, that, and that, and this, and that. You know, all these things. You know what it's like. If you're a leader, you know every time you step in, step up, every time you, hey, we're going to do this for God. The Bible says you stick up in the spirit realm and that everything in hell is going to come against you. Some of you here at church for the first, second, third time, every time you make that choice, all hell breaks loose. The car breaks down. You get a flat tire. I mean, everything goes wrong with your kids. I mean, it's just a nightmare because the devil hates what you're about to do. And he's trying to stop you, but he can't. He's defeated. He's under your feet. Amen. You're going to keep moving. You're more than a conqueror in Christ. You are with Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Amen. He's our focus. And anything with prayer and supplication. What is prayer? You're just talking to God. God, help me. God, I need you. God, I'm here. God, what's going on? Do you talk to him? And give him thanks. God, I know you got me. I love you. You're on my side. And remind yourself of his word, because the devil tries to talk to you that and act like he's God. He ain't. Oh, you've sinned. You messed up. You can't ever be a part of this church. Oh, yeah, you can. You're forgiven. You're redeemed. You're justified, declared not guilty. Oh, I can't ever be used again. That's a lie of the devil. Who are we going to believe? Jesus. I'm going to believe his words. I'm going to follow his example. Amen. It's all about him. I love this. So this is, but everything by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And look what it says in verse 7. You're anxious. Don't worry. Be happy. Yeah. Don't worry, but with prayer, the peace of God, which surpasses all your mind, all your thoughts, everything that you're thinking about, all the stinking thinking, everything you've been evaluating, all that stuff in your mind, all the reasons, all the bit, this. No. Surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, the Prince of Peace. He came to give you peace. He don't want you to be worried. He don't want you to be afraid. He don't want you to live in fear. Amen. He don't want you to be nervous no more. No more stress eating late at night. If you're going to stress eat, eat something good. Protein. Get them chips out. Have that picanha ready. But we don't need to eat, and we don't need to drink, and we don't need to do because we stress and worried and anxious. No, we give it to God. Amen. He's our peace. He came to give you peace. Amen. Focus and let Jesus give you peace. He comforts you. Number two, he saves you. Jesus saves you. I love this. You know, we want power, greed, and lust, and all these types of things that our hearts get pulled in a direction that it shouldn't go. Things that try to trip us up, sin that leads us in temptation, things that we think that we need, things that we need this watch, we need that Rolls Royce, we need this to be happy, we need that house to be happy, we need this to be happy. Once I get the 6-pack, the 12-pack, then I'm going to be happy, right? Once my wife looks like this, once my friends are like this, once I got all this gear, then I can have peace. And you know what happens? The Bible says we start to worship created things and we forget about the Creator that gives you all things. And it says it in the scriptures in Romans 1. It says they exchanged and started to worship other gods, brands and people and all these types of things, and singers and everything that God created that was good. Gold is good. Cars are good. God made everything for your good, for you to enjoy, but not for you to worship those things and give your life devoted to those things that God created. The scripture says, worship the Creator, not created things. God created all of it. He wants you to have all these things, but they shouldn't have your heart. He should have your heart. And your focus in life should be in worship and adoration to him, right? And then when you do that, Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom, and he's first, and he's your love, and you're drawing closer to him, and then you got peace and joy, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because it's all about Jesus. Jesus, focus on Jesus, and everything else will take care of itself. It will. Put your eyes on Jesus. Amen. You know, in India, they worship 33 million gods. You know why? I had a friend ask someone that was super intelligent in India, why do you worship all these gods? You know what he said? Well, we're afraid. If we don't worship the bird, and we don't worship rain, or we don't worship the cow, and then something bad happens because we didn't worship all these things. So out of fear, people worship other gods for protection. But the Bible says God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. You don't need to be afraid. Maybe you've been walking in fear. Today, fear has to leave in Jesus' name. No more fear. Peace. Peace. Peace be with you. Amen. Jesus is our peace. In me, you will have peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Amen. You believe that? Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. It's all about peace. Just Jesus. He ain't giving you fear. It's time to stop worrying. It's time to stop worshiping other things. Don't get distracted with the lies of the enemy. Don't be anxious anymore. God sees. God knows. God loves. Forget all the stuff. It's good to have stuff, but it shouldn't have you. Let's worship Him, Jesus. That's what this month is all about, to refocus back on the author, the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the only begotten Son, the rose of Sharon, the staff of Moses, the children's bread, the healer, Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Let's just close our eyes for just a moment. Be honest here. Maybe you've been worrying about things way too long. As we're talking, you realize, man, I don't have peace like I should. I need to make that adjustment. With every head bowed and eyes closed, how many of you say, man, I need a little more peace in my life? Just being honest, just lift your hand. I'm not asking you to come forward, but you just say, honestly, I need the Prince of Peace to be back on the throne of my life. Yeah. Thank you, thank you. Father, I thank you for peace that passes all understanding. The Prince of Peace, mighty God, Jesus. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our mistakes. Lord, we realign with you today. Forgive us for chasing created things, worshiping other things and not you, the Creator. Forgive us for being deceived and lied to by the enemy and taking the bait of Satan today. Today we realign with you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus.